The Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance, Planning and Economic Development, Ramadan Gobi, has reiterated government's commitment to implement painful decisions to have the 2026-2027 budget proposals achieved. Speaking at the ABSA NTV post-budget conference in Kampala, Gobi said all wasteful expenditure will be stopped as long as those activities don't add value to the development of the nation.
They are what we call budget games, where institutions put money in certain items that on paper look very serious, but beneath them, this money is going to be spent on things which are not very important. In the national budget, for example, you could find something like 25 billion shillings for public functions, to have parties and drive around the country. So we are saying, let's see, get some of this money and put it there. You'll find a lot of money hidden in the form of allowances, consultancies. We'll find a nest which is staffed with engineers, but is hiring engineers to design something.
He also highlighted on the disciplinary measures being implemented among his government, in addition to carrying out and putting these procurement reforms in practice.
Each of the accounting officers is going to sign on a budget discipline and accountability charter going forward, which has five rules on the commitment of government when you don't have money. Arrears arise from indiscipline, because government has never failed to have money to pay as long as it is in the budget. But sometimes we are committing without money. We are going to discipline people on procurement, discipline people on supplementary budgets, discipline people on implementation of projects. For example, counterpart funding diverted to those other things, and you cause a very important project to delay, to stall, and so on and so forth.